you know, we in the media and fans, like, we kind of imagine, we like to think we know what goes on in a guy's head. But I just don't think we really understand the decisions a professional athlete has to make in these situations, do we?
No, I mean, because if we all were professional athletes, every person on this earth, we're all going to have a competitive spirit, and it's that it's just going to be ridiculous, and we're always going to sit back and be like, man, I can't believe I did this 20 years from now. I can't believe I did that 20 years from now. But going out there and playing and being with your teammates and, you know, helping them trying to win a championship, I don't see many players not going out there trying to sacrifice themselves for that opportunity.
You know, Nick, they'll say that there's a difference between playing hurt and playing injured. What for you was the line when you played?
I don't even think I had a line. I was just crazy. I mean, I literally, like, my senior year in college, I had a knee surgery. I had a knee surgery Thursday or Friday, and I was playing that next Friday, 1 week after a meniscus tear. When I was playing in Dallas, I had a knee surgery, came back in 16 days. You know, normally those are like, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. I came back in 16 days. So the next year, you know, I had got traded to Golden State in that summer, and something popped in my knee again. And this was during training camp, just running sprints. And I had to get knee surgery in. So I'm thinking to myself, well, I came back in 16 days last year when I was in Dallas. So I'm going to try to push myself and do it again. And I was doing it. You know, me and Chris Mullins, who was working with the Warriors at the time in the GM function, him and Gary St. Jean, me and Chris Mullins would literally be in the gym. He would be working me out, and I'm just trying to get through it. Long story short, my knee was never the same after that surgery because I rushed that one. And that was the one that kind of, you know, ended my career.
Mm-hmm.
So we would do some things because we don't want to feel like we're letting our teammates down, we're letting fans down. And, you know, probably not the right thing. Now, what I will do as a former person who's been through a lot of injuries and come back, you know, trying to sacrifice for others, basically, I would tell players nowadays, I mean, you better not come back unless you're 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, it's your body, and you don't get the credit that you really deserve and for coming back early, for fighting through pain and things like that you really deserve. And it's really for nothing. You're not getting anything extra. People are really not going to pat you on the back because you go out there and play horrible. All they're going to remember is you playing horrible. Now, I'm not going to be talking about, you know, you're playing through injury, you're playing through pain. They're not going to remember things like that. So you got to kind of, you know, be your own man at the same time, but know the consequences of making that decision and going back out there and playing.
Now, Nick, you're an assistant coach with the Memphis Grizzlies the past couple of years. I mean, you've coached against Kevin. You know Kevin a little bit. It's funny listening to Bob Myers and Steve Kerr both yesterday talking about Kevin Durant. And, you know, there's been so much drama around him with the Golden State Warriors. And I don't know how much of it is true and how much of it is just, you know, the team wins so much that, you know, after a while people start looking for problems, right? And if you can't find too many on the court, you start looking off the court and stuff that's probably not that big a deal. All of a sudden, it becomes a big deal. You know, you know, KD, what would have been going through his mind when the decision had to be made? Because he has to have, he has to be the guy ultimately that says, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Right. So here's what I would, you know, kind of tell fans that, you know, if we're injured, right? So what we will probably get is you probably can't hurt it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go out there and play and it won't hurt. You won't get hurt yourself anymore. There's no more risk to it. And you can get the other side to where if you go out there and play that you can really, you know, tear this tendon up. You can really, you know, rupture it. You can really mess it up bad, you know. So hopefully KD got both of those, you know, opinions, whether it's from the team doctors or another doctor. Hopefully he got both of those. And then at the end of the day, it's going to be the player's decision.
Mm-hmm.
like to me, you know, I probably would have gotten both of those from the doctor, saying if you play on it, there's a possibility you can tear your Achilles. And there's a, you know, he may have said you can't hurt it anymore. Now it's going to be up to me,
right?
If I want to go out there and play, and I know my dumb butt, I would have went out there and played. That's just me though. And I played with some players who milked pinky fingernail injuries for a long time. So, you know, it goes both ways.
Right. What was the closest you came to having a doctor or a trainer talk you out of playing? Was there a time where you just kind of said, all right, I'll go with the dude this time?
Man, I you know, when we play, you know, it wasn't like the 80s and 70s, of course, but we still had our own, mm-hmm. you know, we can make up our own decision. Now it's like, well, you're tired because of these things on your back. It's telling you you're tired, so you need to rest.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I'm sitting around now, you know, and I love these guys. I, you know, talk to them every day and have great times with them. But, you know, I sit around and just listen, and it's like they put these things, you know, in their practice jerseys and all this, and it's telling them, you know, their heart rate is telling them their workload. And so they're seeing that if a person is tired or not, if he ran too much in practice or ran too much in the game. And, you know, they sit players out and they tell players, well, you need a rest day today, so you have to sit down and rest. I don't recall having a rest day, like as far as load management. You know, yes, I don't recall having that as far as somebody else telling me that.
Yeah.
Now, I may go to the coach and be like, Coach, I'm beat today. And they'd be like, okay, because they understand it. They understand it. Coaches understand it. But for somebody to tell me that, and then as a player, I just accept that, that's different. And I don't think I've ever had, you know, a trainer really say that, Nick, you probably shouldn't play, because they knew I was going to play. I was playing in Denver, and Jason Kidd, he was guarding me right in front of our bench. And my plantar fasciitis had been bothering me a little bit past few weeks. And it just popped. It was so loud. It was like a loud pop. And Jason Kidd was like, you all right? And I just hopped, like literally on one leg, all the way to the locker room. So I go in the locker room. Trainer comes in, he tapes it up a little bit more, and long story short, I see Dr. Trainer, who was our team, the team doctor. He's like, Nick, you basically already did the surgery for this thing by popping it. You know, it won't get any, you know, dead serious, it won't get any worse. So for the next, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, I was just walking around in a boot. Mm-hmm. I didn't miss any games, but it was hurting like hell. But he told me that I wouldn't injure it anymore, you know, wouldn't be any worse. So I just walked around with a boot for about 3 or 4 weeks, kept playing, didn't miss any games. But, you know, looking back at it, I was like, man, that was crazy.
Hey, Nick, what are you making of this final series? What are you making of it? And you know, it seems to have been, you know, it looks like when it's done, if the Raptors win, Kawhi is probably going to be the playoff MVP. Has Kawhi answered whatever questions anybody may have had about him?
I really don't know what kind of questions they had about him, to be
right.
honest with you. I mean, he's already proven himself. You know, like I said earlier, some guys, when they're hurt, they know their body and they won't risk it. That's all Kawhi did in San Antonio. We can't get upset with him, you know, for that. I mean, you could be sitting at the desk right now with a stomach ache and nobody knows it but you. Nobody knows how we really feel. We can be diagnosed with something, but you know, nobody knows how we really feel. Kawhi is a machine. You know, we played him in the playoffs in Memphis, and I didn't see a drop of sweat, and I didn't even see him breathe heavy.
Yeah,
I'm like, what in the hell is this dude made of? And he just come to Toronto, and they did a good job with, you know, with his load management. He accepted it, and it paid off for him. He's been awesome, man. It's been awesome to see that, you know, Toronto, you know, getting to the finals for the first time. You know, that city, that country has always been great every time I've been there. So, you know, it's good to see that.